This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, A Willingness to Grow, April 4th, 2026.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles. Here it is a joy, dear friends, to share with you on this topic, for each and every one of you have chosen to come to Earth to have a vast variety of exciting adventures, experiences, some of which you've had over and over again. And it is indeed at the very core your willingness to grow that continues to fuel, yes, these lifetimes. And we hope that even though you are in physical form and you may have forgotten how you so beautifully designed this lifetime. You were so very creative, dear friends, and how you wanted to have these experiences, the soul agreements that you made with others, all the different aspects of these lives that you planned out so wonderfully. And of course, you come into the Earth density, passing through the veil and often forgetting all those wonderful plans. But remind yourself of this one very, very crucial thing, is that you chose to come here to grow, to expand, to remember who you are, to find your power, to be able to see the choices that were always available to you, to indeed know that you are a powerful being of God, that that same energy of the divine works through you and with you all the time. Now, if you would just choose here and now to look at every experience that you are having, no matter what it is, no matter what the challenge may be, whether it be extremely difficult or indeed enjoyable, look at every situation and make the decision, yes, that I am going to look at this and grow. I'm going to explore the meaning of this experience. I'm going to look at the people in my life and I'm going to say, I am willing to grow. If you would make that simple statement to yourself every day, oh goodness gracious, even throughout the day, many, many times, you are changing the trajectory of this life experience. So many times, you wanted to grow, you came into this life, and you find it difficult. You have forgotten all your best laid plans, and then you have to repeat it over and over again. Well, dear friends, there's nothing wrong with that. You're growing in different ways in different times, no matter how many incarnations you choose to have, no matter what the experience indeed. But if you could indeed take the attitude and declare to yourself that growing does not need to be painful. That is not true. It is a myth indeed. You can choose to create any experience, any situation, any relationship, and say, growing is going to be wonderful. It is going to be fun. Now, at times, well, you'll be arguing with us about that one and say, no, Dr. Peebles, it is quite difficult. This is a hard experience. I don't want to grow from this at all. But you have created it. And so one of the core concepts that we have tried diligently to teach you, dear friends, is that you are accountable and responsible for everything you are experiencing. It is not someone else doing it to you. It is not the world. It is not a situation. It is you. You have attracted and will continue to attract the experiences that you need at the soul level. Now, the personality, of course, well, it doesn't like that at all now, does it? It will fight that. It will struggle against that and say, I don't want this. I don't need this. But you did, or it would not be happening. Something else would be happening. But when you pull away from the very strong pull of the personality, of the ego, of the mind, then you are able to attune more to the spirit. You are able to feel those energies guiding you more consistently, more powerfully, oh goodness gracious, more beautifully, so that life does not need to be such an ordeal, such a struggle. You will indeed still be able to have the challenge that you designed as a soul before incarnating, but you'll be able to move through them with greater ease. And it is all, again, based on this simple concept of being willing to grow, of saying, I'm not afraid, I'm not going to resist, I'm not going to avoid. How many of you, indeed, are avoiding that growth? You get a little uncomfortable, you get a little scared, and what do? You run. You find different ways to avoid it. You do so many different things to yourself without realizing this was exactly what you wanted and what you needed. Now, help, of course, is always available to you. You did not come here alone. You have so many wonderful, dedicated friends in spirit form who are with you more often than you are ever realizing. And we are trying to nudge you along. We are trying to push you in this way or that way. Now, we are not trying to interfere at all. We are just gently trying to remind you. Times we're trying to lighten you up. We're trying to make you laugh, to find your sense of humor about any situation, no matter how dire it may seem. And if you would indeed try to take the attitude, I'm just having an experience, and it will come and go, it will pass, then you will be able indeed not to get so caught up and drag it out, not only for many, many years in this lifetime, but for many, many lifetimes. For many of us have done just that. We have taken one or two experiences and dragged it out. Sometimes it is with karmic relationships. Sometimes it is attributes that we are trying to overcome within ourselves. Sometimes it is a big fear that we've had over many, many experiences. But you have the power here and now. If you will begin to tell yourself something different, and it can easily just start with that one intention, with that one affirmation, I am willing to grow, and is going to be easier than you ever thought. Stop seeing everything as so darn hard. We hear so many of you tell yourself, oh, it's so hard, it's so this, it's so that. Oh, goodness gracious, how will you ever be able to overcome? How will you ever be able to see and face who you are deep down, the beautiful, powerful spirits that you are, if you are caught in victimhood, if you are constantly feeling sorry for yourselves? Instead, realize it's happening for a greater purpose. And although you may not like it again at that personality level, there is strength, there is growth, there is great, wonderful benefit from you having these experiences. And so change the energy, dear friend. You have that ability. You have that power. No matter what is occurring, indeed, you have the ability to shift how it is playing out. You are creative, creative, powerful beings. And then you have not been told that. Instead, you have been taught that you are all just victims of circumstance. And oh, poor you, this and that happens. So even in the worst situations where you say, oh, but Dr. Peebles, look at this, look at that. You wanted those experiences. And that is hard for so many of you to indeed fathom. But instead say, I'm now going to look at this differently. It is easy for me to understand this. It is easy for me to begin to face the circumstances, the people, the situations that I have created, and I will open myself more and more to the spirit within me. I will call upon my guides and teachers. I will call upon even myself, Dr. Peebles. We will be there for you, dear friend. You are not left hanging by yourself. And so resist the tendency, the urge to go into self-pity, the poor me energy that is so prevalent on the earth plane, and instead say, there is a reason here that I am having this experience, that I am in this pickle, this situation, this relationship. And I am going to take the attitude that there is great, great growth here. And I am willing to look at that. I am willing to believe that this growth is beneficial to me and that I will be quite proud of myself indeed as I move through it, as I can reap the benefits and the rewards of the experiences that I have indeed attracted to myself. Now, of course, your soul knows exactly what is going on. The personality, well, it flounders at times. It gets mad. It gets sad. It has all the emotional reactions. Do not be afraid of your reactions, dear friends. Instead, embrace what you are feeling, but move through them if they are detrimental emotions, if they are not feeling good at all to you. Anger can, yes, indeed, lead you. Sadness can help you understand yourself more. Just don't stay stuck in those lower vibrational patterns too long. Continue to lift yourself up into the light. Begin to imagine indeed that your soul is connecting with you quite powerfully and guiding you and giving you the insights, the understandings that you need to begin to move through the experiences and allow yourself to continually be on that path of growth. It is always right there for available to you. As you are sitting there right now thinking of your life, there are many choices, many paths expanding out into your current time and into your future. Which ones will you choose? Will you choose the path of indeed sadness or anger or victim mentality? Or will you choose indeed to grow? Will you choose to look at life differently? To begin to tell yourself different things about your life and thus make it your reality. You are meant to be joyful beings. You are meant to remember the power that indeed resides within your being. Even if you are having a human form, allow the human form to show you the beauty, the delight of the emotions at being in human form. But don't allow it indeed to drag you down for too long. For that willingness to grow will lead you to new heights beyond your wildest dreams and imagination. That is where we will continue to guide you, to lead you, to remind you, to know that so much more is available to you right here and now, if you decide to choose. We do love you indeed. God bless you.